This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A new Italian restaurant in the Miller development, or Mueller development, if you prefer, is run by a chef who spent time working at Franklin Barbecue, the iconic local barbecue restaurant. And here with his review of the place is Austin-American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
What is this place and who is behind it?
It is called Loca d'Oro, which is the Golden Goose in Italian, and the chef is Fiore Tedesco, who, as you said, moved here a couple years ago, worked at Franklin Barbecue, also worked at Bufalina. Before that, he worked at Roberta's in Brooklyn, which you might know, excellent Italian restaurant, and also Gramercy Tavern, I believe. So he's got a nice background.
What's the space like? You know, Miller's a growing development. There's a lot of new spaces there. What's it like inside?
Right. As you say, Miller's developing now, so it's a lot of new construction. It has a slight industrial feel to it. Even you have like concrete pillars inside the restaurant, but on them are written in chalk. I think it's chalk, the antipasti of the day and stuff like that. So that softens it up. There's some neat wallpaper that you might see in your grandmother's home in the 60s and personalized touches from the general manager, Adam Orman's childhood. I believe there's a stuffed Philly fanatic there. And then there's some old Italian posters and some childlike art on the doors. So it's softened up considering it's in a new industrial kind of space.
Most important thing, though, what's on the menu? I mean, it's Italian, so they got to have pasta, right?
That's right. And as you mentioned earlier, Fiore comes from Franklin Barbecue and Roberta's. So you think pizza, you think barbecue, like how do these things match? You know, yeah. It comes down to ingredient-driven food and great technique and not doing too much to over-adorn things. And the pasta is like that. There's a really hearty mushroom lasagna, and it's made with this grana arso, which is a burnt grain that comes from southern Italy. And they don't spend a lot of time telling you about all of this technique, but you can taste it in the flavor. There's another pasta. It's a casarecce, which is basically a homemade pasta, and it's these twisting wild tubes, and you can almost kind of taste the sweet honey oat of that pasta, and it's served with fennel sausage and button mushrooms as well. If you're somebody who wants a lot of sauce and over-the-top dishes, this is not the place for you. They really let the pasta do the talking on those dishes.
All right, what about besides pasta? What other starters or entrees do they have?
They make great meatballs. I believe they deep fry them there at the end, so it's got a nice crunch to them, very tender on the inside. They have a selection of crostini, my favorite. Had creamy blueberry butter and homemade scamorza cheese with Thai chilies on it, which is lush. The entrees, they do a nice brick chicken with tomatoes and peppers. They also do this cool preparation on a brisket. It's a 72-hour brisket, but it's not what you'd be
like thinking. Cooked for 72 hours?
Well, they brine it. And then they cook it sous vide, so in a low temperature water bath. So it's not what you'd expect at Franklin Barbecue or another place. Then they finish it on the grill, so you have a nice little charred edge. But it's kind of compressed in like a brick. So, you know, when they ask you at a barbecue restaurant, do you want lean or fatty, you're kind of getting everything in one or two bites there. So that's an interesting take on the brisket.
Anything you didn't like?
You know, my date one night wanted another tablespoon or two of sauce, and I couldn't disagree with her there. The pasta is very hearty, so as I said, if you're looking for something drowning in sauce, don't go to this place, but it's not a big complaint, really. They make all of their charcuterie and cheeses in-house, which is very admirable. I was more a fan of the charcuterie than the cheeses. I think some of those could use a little bit of work, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tighten all that up. Overall, I had a nice experience, and what I really liked, I'll tell you I'm sure this isn't the way to say it, but when I first lived in Italy as a college student, I think the first line I learned was "Posso avere un mezzo litro di vino rosso," which
may at least have a half liter of wine.
Right. And it's probably not the perfect way to ask for it, but my point being, they offer that here at Loca d'Oro on tap. They have a couple different wines, so you can get a liter, you can get a half liter, you can get it by the glass, and the selections are nice. So I like seeing a tap wine program.
Oh, yeah, prices. So,
you know, the pastas are going to run you $13 to $15, the entrees $15 to $25. So depending on how many small plates you get, how much wine you drink, you could do anything from $30 to $60 a person, depending on how big you want to go.
The restaurant is Loca d'Oro. Did I say that right?
I think you got it right.
Okay, that's in the Miller development. And you can check out Matthew Odom's review right now at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.